This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Tuesday, February 17th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Roland Burris visits Peoria. He spoke at a Democratic President's Day dinner last night and continued to defend his testimony before a House impeachment panel last month, saying he's done nothing wrong following the release of an affidavit over the weekend. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. An East Central Illinois lawmaker says he's very disappointed in U.S. Senator Roland Burris and says a House impeachment panel should get the full story regarding a newly released affidavit. Danville House Republican Bill Black served on the committee that helped remove Rod Blagojevich from office and will ask that it meet again after the House convenes on Wednesday. Black says he likes Burris and won't rush to judgment, but he also says the senator had ample time to answer questions regarding his appointment to the seat and should have been more forthcoming. Black says the impeachment panel needs to hear more, but notes its uneven makeup hurts the chances of meeting again.
The Democrats did not constitute the committee in that fashion and could probably say, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do, no, we are not going to call the committee back into session, and it's a moot point. The governor's gone. I hope they don't do that because there's some questions that I think the public deserve answers to.
Black also questions why Democratic impeachment panel Chair Barbara Flynn Curry was given the affidavit on February 5th and didn't share it with fellow committee members. The affidavit surfaced over the weekend, indicating that Blagojevich's brother asked Burris to hold a fundraiser for the then-governor before he was appointed to the Senate. Another member of the impeachment panel, Democratic State Representative Lou Lang of Skokie, says he's troubled the U.S. senator tapped by the ousted governor may not have been forthcoming. Lang submits that many, mostly Republicans, may be rushing to judgment, and Lang says, while he doesn't like to be duped, it's possible Burris' testimony was careless but not illegal. State Senate President John Cullerton thinks Illinois could squeeze more money out of its lottery by selling tickets online and hiring a private management company. Cullerton says online sales could bring in new customers, particularly when a big jackpot attracts impulse buyers. And he thinks state government shouldn't be in charge of running the lottery. He says a private company could improve marketing and expand sales. Cullerton has told the Associated Press the changes could potentially double the state's lottery revenues. But experts question his thinking. They say internet ticket sales might be illegal. Even if it's not, they question whether it would make a dramatic revenue difference. And they predict private management won't change much unless lottery rules change also. Cadets and staff at Round Tools Lincoln's Challenge Program will be paying special attention to cleanliness after an apparent outbreak of a stomach virus. At first, the facility feared that food poisoning was the cause of nausea and diarrhea in about 20 cadets at the Residential Military Style Academy. But Champaign-Urbana Public Health Director Julie Pride says the illness was most likely caused by a virus similar to the Norwalk strain, which has been best known for rapidly affecting cruise ship passengers.
It's just a hard thing to get people to understand, but even if you had the safest food in the world and someone touches it with unclean hands, and that could be the food handler or the person putting it in their mouth, you have a potential to get ill.
Still, Pride says the kitchen at Lincoln's Challenge is closed for sanitation. The school's director, Peter Thomas, says cadets are also taking a bigger stake in their own health in the wake of the outbreak.
We've always placed emphasis on hand sanitation. So now we're making sure that each cadet, cleanses his hand and washes his hand, and let's get back to normal.
Thomas says the kitchen should be open for breakfast this morning. Since the outbreak began over the weekend, Rantoul area restaurants have been providing food served in the school's day rooms instead of the dining hall. Work is expected to begin this summer on widening a two-lane stretch of Windsor Road on the east side of Urbana. Urbana City Council approved the $7 million project last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Windsor Road is still just two lanes wide, from High Cross Road west to near Philo Road. Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing says a four-lane road is needed to feed traffic to the new Meyer store and Pines Shopping Center at Philo and Windsor and to encourage further development in the area.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. You put the road there because you know there's going to be growth, and when you put the road in, you get the growth. But that's a very major corridor, and it's been years in planning.
Federal funds will pay half the cost of the $7 million road improvement, with the city of Urbana and Champaign County paying the rest. But Urbana Public Works Director Bill Gray says he hopes the street widening project will qualify for more federal funds, available through the economic stimulus plan passed by Congress last week.
What would be really helpful is if the federal government paid 100% of this project, and then the county and the city in turn could use those funds for other needed road projects.
With or without the economic stimulus money, Gray says he expects work to start on the Windsor Road widening project this summer and finish up by the end of 2010. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to wil.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Republicans in the Illinois House of Representatives are calling for an independent investigation of the state's junior U.S. Senator Roland Burris. Others are calling for his outright resignation. The controversy is based on Burris having conversations about campaign contributions October and November with aides for former Governor Rod Blagojevich, roughly the time Blagojevich was reportedly looking to sell the seat. It's a fact Burris now outlines in affidavits but left out of his testimony during House impeachment proceedings last month. It was the topic last night as Burris kicked off his so-called listening tour in Peoria. Tanya Kuntz has more.
Senator Burris started his listening tour as the guest speaker at the Peoria County Democrats' President's Day dinner. He entered the banquet hall with handshakes and hugs from rank-and-file Democrats.
I'm back. I told you I was coming to your community.
I know.
All right. Good to see you. Hello, everybody.
Few specifically addressed concerns he may have perjured himself when he sat before the Illinois House Impeachment Committee last month. But then, as the formal part of the dinner got started, State Senator Dave Kaler stepped to the microphone.
We don't need quite so much limelight now, as this thing is all over. So, Senator Burris, we're going to hopefully get all these things behind us and not have national media here in Illinois anymore. And we'll talk about that because we need to settle down and we need to show America that Illinois is a good place with honest and good people, and that's the truth.
It's a rather common refrain among many Illinois residents recently, that being the sentiment Illinois' time in the national political spotlight is feeling a little overexposed. But for his part at the dinner, Burris stuck to his stump speech about the economic stimulus package.
As your senator, I am committed to working with people of Illinois to make sure that the recovery plan will lift our state to newer heights. Ladies and gentlemen, that plan is what we're counting on to bring about some relief to the crisis that we're facing.
And after dinner, more pressing at the moment than the economic crisis was seemingly the controversy about Burris talking with Blagojevich fundraisers. It's the quid pro quo type conversation he adamantly denied having during the hearing. Burris says when he appeared before the impeachment committee, it was sort of a whirlwind time. He says it wasn't until about January 23rd, when they received and reviewed impeachment hearing transcripts, that he realized his omission about the conversations.
And so when we read the record, and the question was, oh, that was the question, and I did have contact, because my lawyer knew, I told my lawyer that Rob, the governor's brother, had been calling because they call for fundraisers all the time. They're raising funds, and I know some in April and May because we had a fundraiser in June. I gave a $1,000 check. I didn't raise any money for him. And I attended the fundraiser for the governor in June. That's where I talked with Schofield, and that's where I talked with John Wymer, expressing to them that I was interested in being appointed to the seat.
But Burris says he did not raise or contribute money as a result of the October and November conversations, and he will not step down from the office. At least one lifelong Democrat says it's important to put the conversations with Blagojevich's aides in perspective. Sharon Kennedy served 20 years on the Peoria County Board and 2 terms as the board chair. She says it would be naive to think Blagojevich's fundraisers drew a line with who they contacted for campaign fundraising.
Most everybody in the state that's in politics talked to Blagojevich or his people at one time or another. But whether or not deals were cut, that's the important thing.
Kennedy says if Burris refused to give money in exchange for his Senate seat, and those statements are a matter of record, she doesn't see anything wrong with him continuing to hold the office. But the part that's still a little befuddling to some is that Burris has been in state government long enough that he must grasp the importance of setting the record straight in the formal hearing process, like that of the House impeachment proceedings. Sharon Kennedy.
After all, he was the Attorney General. You know, that in itself means that he should be held to higher standards, as far as I'm concerned.
Whether Burris should have known better or acted to a higher standard, or even whether he may have committed perjury, most agree are all questions worth some evaluation. The more interesting question, though, at this moment may be exactly what agency or office is qualified to investigate the matter. I'm Tanya Kuntz.
In the forecast for today, increasing clouds, a chance of showers this afternoon, the high around 45. Showers likely tonight, the low around 38 degrees. Showers likely tomorrow morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, the high around 45, temperatures falling to the 30s in the afternoon, breezy, wind gusts from 20 to 30 miles per hour. Blustery and colder Wednesday night, a 30% chance of light snow, the low around 18. Blustery and colder Thursday, partly sunny, the high around 25. Partly cloudy Thursday night and Friday, lows around 14, the high around 35. Mostly cloudy Friday night with a chance of snow, the low around 16. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 17th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.